Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scopes for the 13th of May. So on the 13th of May, the Moon enters Cancer, Mercury makes a semi-sextile to Jupiter, the Sun makes a conjunction to Uranus, and Venus makes a sextile to Saturn. So Mercury sextile Jupiter enters on the 12th of May. It's exact on the 13th of May and leaves on the 14th of May. The Sun's conjunction to Uranus is the same as the Sun's parallel to Uranus that I talked about yesterday. And the Sun is in the constellation of Aries, and so is Uranus as well. Although the Sun's going to stay in its parallel to Uranus right up until the 21st of May, the conjunction ends on the 14th because a parallel just means that the planet, the Sun and Uranus, are both on the same sides of the ecliptic, basically. So yeah, Venus also makes a sextile to Saturn, and this enters on the 13th of May and leaves on the 14th of May. And Venus is in Aries and Saturn's in the constellation of Aquarius. So when the Moon kind of like glides into nurturing Cancer, we can find ourselves being more emotionally sensitive and wanting to stay at home more or do things that bring us comfort. It's a great energy to use for self-care and connecting with our loved ones on a deeper level, as well as ourselves on a deeper level. But be aware of mood swings and clinginess, and that can kind of like sneak in through the back door and take away our happiness and just ruin our, you know, moments of bliss and happiness with our loved ones. Mercury semi-sextile to Jupiter adds a sprinkle of intellectual charm to our conversations. Our ideas can flow more easily, and we can find ourselves connecting with others more effortlessly. It's a great energy for brainstorming new possibilities, new ideas, and new plans of actions to get yourself out of any problems you're going through or any conflict that you may have in your relationships as well. And just be mindful of yourself and your surroundings. Just a nice energy to, you know, just think, but just watch out for being, you know, self-righteous and telling others what to do and thinking your way is the only good way. The Sun's conjunction to Uranus allows us to, you know, as I said earlier, think outside the box and ground ourselves in practicality, but we just have to watch out for being reckless. Venus's sextile to Saturn allows us to blend love and stability, so we can be more sincere and open to commitment. So a great energy for date night and being honest and showing your partner how much you appreciate them, because Saturn brings like a practical element to love, to doing practical things that they may like. It could be making them lunch, driving them to work, picking them up from work, taking them out, doing their laundry, just the simple things. It doesn't have to be the big things. Well, you know, we're on dodgy territory because I don't want you to be like, oh, you know, just take the bins out, that's all your partner wants, and they want a bit more. So just, you know, maybe ask them what they want if you're not good at guessing what they want, to avoid arguments and further trouble. But ultimately, this energy wants us to find the balance between, you know, giving into passion, being affectionate, and being kind of like pragmatic. So yeah, ultimately Venus's sextile to Saturn allows us to be more realistic in how we show our love. Content creators can use this energy to talk about how we can sort of like handle our emotions more, look after our home life, cooking tips, intuitive tips, and content that explains how we can connect with ourselves and others on a deeper level. And, you know, any content that's, you know, sensitive helps us to build more kind of stability in our home life and is empathetic, and how we giving tips on how we can become more empathetic to ourselves and others as well. Also, you know, talking about effective communication strategies and how we can build our communication skills, how we can be more optimistic about learning new things and being open to other people's ideas and building optimism in ourselves, even though the world can seem crazy. How can we find inner peace and peace of mind and stability within ourselves? So giving content and how we can do that, as well as build our intellectual knowledge, and sort of like how we can, giving us tips on how we can just be more open to using technology, because there's lots of fear around AI, but thinking about the positive of things instead instead of fearing it. I don't think social media or technology is bad. The way that we use it and can get lost into it so that we, you know, don't have enough time to focus on the things we need to do in life, like the practical things and, you know, our hobbies and stuff, you know, like that's the issue. But it's a good tool to help us to connect with people that are like-minded, even though, you know, some things can be, you know, challenging that we view there. But, you know, if we build our critical thinking skills and teach ourselves our values and know our boundaries before we, you know, just blindly follow things that we see in social media. So just giving tips on how we can be more critical in our thinking as well, how we can build more structure and routine into our lives and relationships and be open to commitment, self-commitment to our goals. And, you know, just talking about the importance of building stability into our life on a whole, and content that gives guidance on balancing love and responsibility, how we can create lasting partnerships with others. And that starts by developing a sense of self and a sense of security within, and this is how we can feel secure with others and be open to, you know, newness. So yeah, that's the end of the Daily Scopes for the 13th of May.